Welcome to the Vicar Podcast, the podcast where legal insights meet the art of planning your legacy. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. Join me each episode as we unravel the complexities, share valuable tips, and empower you to navigate the path of estate planning and succession law in Queensland. We will hear from experts in the field and, every now and then, take a dive down an uncharted road. Let's embark on this journey together to ensure your future is safeguarded. This is the Vicar Podcast, where your peace of mind begins. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. We are in July. Oh my God, new financial year. Amazing, but crazy also, halfway through the year. So we are going to kick off the month of July with the topic going to court in Queensland. So many of my regular listeners know that I have quite a significant commercial disputes practice, which is about actually close to 50% of my practice is commercial disputes of different natures. So sometimes property disputes, contractual disputes. I have one that's kind of quasi-employment at the moment, but quite a few commercial disputes. And that's what I'm actually trained in. So if we have a reverse about Lydia, I started at quite a large law firm and very much quickly settled into the litigation and dispute resolution team and was there for a significant period of time doing a number of different matters, administrative law, did a lot of work for the government, contractual stuff, worked on the Banking Royal Commission, worked on so many things. I mean, in my head, I'm like, is this confidential? But yeah, a number of different subject matters. So the thing about disputes and going to court is that the processes and procedures generally follow the same pattern. It's the subject matter that differs. So some people will come to me and say, oh, well, do you know anything about this subject matter? And it's like, well, no, but I learn it as I go because the main thing that you want is a lawyer that understands the processes and procedures, what it means to go to court, the steps you need to take, and most importantly, how much those steps are going to cost you, because that's where the experience comes in. The experience I have is that I know how long things take and I know how long things are going to cost for you. So that's really super important. So really, I like to say, by trade, if I had a trade, I'm a litigator. Anyway, enough about me. Back to what we're here for, which is an overview of the court system in Queensland. So the court system in Queensland is a state-based system. Obviously, every state and territory has a very similar structure. And then you have the federal court as well. So the federal court is for federal laws like family law. A lot of the consumer laws fall under federal, as does employment law. But when we're talking about Queensland laws, we're talking about matters that have arisen in Queensland, or the subject matter is in Queensland, or are things that are relevant to laws that are legislatively dealt with by the states. So in Queensland, we'll start at the bottom. So we have QCAT, which covers a number of things, including minor disputes. It covers lease matters, residential tenancy, guardianship. I think the Lemon Laws fall under there. Quite a few topics. And the idea of QCAT is that for minor disputes, for example, it's limited to $25,000. It's really a place for you to go as a person. You don't need legal representation. And the rules are a lot less strict in terms of evidence and how you present yourself. The members or adjudicators, sometimes they're not judges, but they have usually a legal background and they're very experienced in hearing matters. So when people come to me with a QCAT matter, I say, yeah, I can help you. My help is expensive and I can't represent you, but you're the person that knows the matter. You'll do really well. This is what you have to do. You have to do X, Y, Z. Above QCAT, you're then in the magistrate's court. I'm not looking at criminal here. I'm just looking at civil. So magistrate's court is monetary limits up to $150,000. There are a lot of magistrate's courts dotted all over Queensland. Then you get into the District Court of Queensland. That's $150,000 to $750,000 claims. And then once you get above $750,000, you go into the Supreme Court of Queensland. The magistrates, the district, and the Supreme all fall under the Uniform Civil Procedure Rules 1999, and they're what we refer to as the court rules. And they dictate how court is basically to run, how you are able to make a claim, what it's meant to look like, what your evidence is meant to obtain, how you go about doing different applications. Now, the top level court that we have in Queensland is the Court of Appeal. So if you have something appealing from the Supreme Court, generally it goes to the Court of Appeal. Every court has kind of the right to appeal. So QCAT, you can appeal to magistrates. Magistrates, you can appeal to district. District, you appeal to Supreme. Supreme, you can appeal to the Court of Appeal. And then you also have the right to then take your appeal to the High Court of Australia, which sits in Canberra. It hears matters from everywhere, all states, territories, and the federal court. It is extremely hard to get leave. They only really look at matters that kind of are constitutionally, you know, flavored, I guess. So I personally, unfortunately, have never been to the High Court for a matter, which is sad. So if anyone's interested, you know, I'd be happy to take you there. But otherwise, the Court of Appeal is generally where it stops in Queensland. And that is the process. Now, can you go to court yourself? Absolutely. People self-represent in court all the time. In at least I know the Supreme Court, there is a specific practice direction on self-represented litigants. And that needs to be followed. I think there's a self-represented litigants list that you can get on as well. But I don't recommend that you do that. The fact of the matter is that court is stressful, costly. There are a lot of rules. You know, I'm still learning as a solicitor who has been practicing over 10 years with the majority of that time in the court. And I'm still learning. It's very hard for you to properly present your case without the assistance of a lawyer or a barrister. A lot of the times for smaller claims, lawyers, I find, and I do this myself, I'm more than happy and able to assist you until we get to the advocacy point. My view is that you should definitely engage a barrister at some point. If it's a really big matter, I like to do that right at the beginning. But in other circumstances, I am able to draft a lot of the pleadings, do the first kind of round, and then we get a barrister involved a little bit later. The reason that we do that is sometimes things can settle really early. Just taking the step of filing a claim really does open up a pathway to negotiation and settlement, because quite often other parties are just waiting to call your bluff, you know. So it's a whole process, which is why you need someone that's really experienced in the court system in Queensland to guide you and to make sure that your matter is heard in the best way possible, giving you the best opportunity to be successful in a matter. On the flip side, if you are defending a matter, you need to get legal advice and you need to get legal involvement, because the consequences against you can be significant. I recently had a person say to me, "Oh, I don't really care what they end up doing because we've got nothing to lose." That's incorrect. You definitely have something to lose. If a judgment is entered against you, there's 12 years to enforce that judgment. And I know many people that follow, not stalk, but keep abreast of what people are doing that are subject to their orders. So at a time when they do buy a house or they do come into money, they are there with their order ready to enforce. You also have 6 years to enforce most claims in Queensland, particularly contractual claims. So why something might not happen to you today, it could happen to you within the next 6 years, pending on, you know, the time and time limitations involved in the dispute. So don't take it to chance. You definitely need legal advice. If you want to speak to me about a matter that you have, you need to have some questions about the court system, you can hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au. We can have a chat about the best steps forward and get you the help that you need. So next week, I'm going to be continuing with like pre-court steps, how to avoid going to court, which is a really big one and a step that people miss all the time. So thank you for tuning in this week to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I will speak to you next week. Bye. thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of the Vicar Podcast. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. Plus, don't forget to download our free guide to the 5 things you need to know about estate planning. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.